A local landmark along the 401 corridor just got a small-scale interpretation. Kitchener-based musician Danny Michel recently constructed his own miniature version of the iconic Schneider's sign for his slot car racetrack. He posted his handiwork on social media earlier this week, and it spread like wildfire, catching the eye of many fellow residents who were nostalgic about the sign. It's just this structure that has nothing to do with anyone's life, but it's this bookmark of a memory for them, Michel said. I've been trying to figure out why that is, and along the 401 from Ottawa to Sarnia, it's the only thing that hasn't changed since the 60s. Growing up in Kitchener, he often frequented that 401 corridor in between Cambridge and Guelph. To Michel, seeing the familiar glow of the Schneider's sign meant he was coming back from his aunt and uncle's cottage at Paslinch Lake. After building the replica sign, he soon discovered how many others had the same visceral reaction towards the Wiener Beacon. It was also a sign from their childhood which signified they were on their way to visit family, or they were almost home. In fact, he's already had some people offer to buy the replica sign from him or to build a version of the sign for other folks looking for their own scaled-down version of the Waterloo Region landmark. View this post on Instagram. A post shared by Danny Anatomical Heart Michel, at Danny Michel Music. Michel spent a few hours making a small-scale version of the Wiener Beacon, designing it in Photoshop, putting it onto a stand, and even adding some lights. He's heard nothing but overwhelmingly positive response from people who were sentimental about the iconic Schneider structure. I found it really artistically satisfying, Michel said. I used to play with the track, but I never made little buildings, mountains and lights. I never did that. Now I see why old men retire and do this, it's so relaxing. Some people do yoga to get their mind all chilled out and zen. For me, this is the same thing. Last November, there was a moment of panic about the status of the Schneider's sign when passersby noticed crews removing portions of the 60-year-old structure. The company reassured travelers the sign wasn't going anywhere, it was just getting a bit of a facelift with some new LED lights. The sign dates back to 1961 and while it serves as a personal beacon for commuters traveling in and out of the region, the Wiener Beacon name stems from the Schneider's sign being a flight beacon for pilots lining up to land at Pearson International Airport. Besides the Schneider's sign, Michel has built a replica of Kitchener's Encore Records for his track, as well as Ben Tan Vietnamese restaurant, two of his personal favorite places. Surrounding his slot car track, there's also Betty's Jamaican Patties, a now-defunct restaurant he used to frequent in high school. With some extra time on his hands as his performance gigs are on pause, Michel's been able to focus more on this beloved hobby of his, a silver lining from this latest phase of the pandemic. I started making this little track, the buildings and the houses, which I've never had time to do all that. Now the pandemic has made this opportunity. I thought I would do places that were meaningful in my life. Wiener Beacon fans and nostalgia junkies can follow Danny's progress on his slot car track on his Instagram page.